This is a project moment response to Jackie Rumble, the Boo Magnet on Audio Boo. Jackie, thank you very much indeed for coming back and publicly endorsing the idea of doing this moment in time and for offering to help. Your help would be very much appreciated, as would everybody's help in making this happen. I think the particular help that you suggest sounds really good. And certainly when we, but in terms of trying to get people interested at this stage and when trying to publicise it later on, having a contact in Canada will be really, really helpful. So thank you very much indeed for that offer. That would be great. Also, you say, you know, you hope you're not biting off more than you can chew. I think the important thing here is that none of us takes on too much. We each do as much as we can do in this, and where we can't do any more, we share it out with the Audio Boo community. There are other people in Canada that use Audio Boo. I don't think you're the only one, possibly. So if parts of it seem like too much of a burden to do, and you have thoughts on bits that other people could usefully do, people that you know or people you don't know even, then you can suggest to them that they do that, or you can do a public boo saying, you know, actually, I'm doing this element of it, but perhaps, you know, somebody else could help with doing this other bit. So, you know, really use the strength of the Audio Boo community to drive this forward. The Audio Boo community is amazing, and I think this could really demonstrate just how brilliant it is. On the nature of it, how it works, I did think about both ideas. Effectively the static time, the 12 o'clock in each country, or the one that I proposed in the end being synchronous with GMT. To be honest, I'm not really attached to either one. I'm very open to other ideas. So, you know, other people come in here, say what you think. What's the best way of doing it? You know, it's speaking very personally for myself, I suppose I quite like the GMT synchronous one, because we would all be on the same day at the same time, the same moment. However, I think it would be difficult for our friends on the west coast of the US and Canada, and also for those in Australasia and parts of Southeast Asia. It would equally be quite difficult, I imagine. My feeling is that if we were to do that approach, it would have to be 12 o'clock GMT. Now, the reason for that is that 12 o'clock GMT is the only point where the whole of the world is on the same day. Well, actually, one time zone may be tripping over into the next day. But if we move it any further along, so if we did 6 o'clock GMT, then parts of the world, including Australia and parts of the Far East, and possibly parts of Japan, and parts of Russia and China, will be in the next day. And I'm not sure that that would have quite the same appeal as everybody doing this on the same day. But the idea of doing 12 o'clock in each country is quite appealing. Particularly if we were doing it on the 12th of the 12th 12, because we could do 12-12 on the 12th of the 12th 12 in every country, and that could be quite interesting. So that would be that'd be interesting. I've been trying to work out where I'm going to be on at 12 o'clock on the 12th of the 12th 12, and I think I'm going to be in Paris, actually. that could be interesting in of itself. I think depending on whether it was 12 GMT or 12 European time, I would either be in Gare du Nord in Paris, or hopefully having lunch somewhere in Paris. So there we go. Keep on thinking about this. I have, just a note for everybody, I have contacted a few people directly this morning and asked for specific advice on some areas. Hopefully they will give that advice publicly anyway, so that everybody can engage with it. In terms of geography of this, Jackie has obviously very kindly agreed to act as a sort of coordination point in Canada. Given the size of the audiobook community in the US, it would be good if somebody or some people could take a similar sort of role in the US. This doesn't have to be a formal role. You're not committed to doing anything particularly, but if you have a particularly large network of people, or that you have good contacts even outside of Audioboo, or you, I don't know, are a journalist, or you have interest in the media or press or whatever, or social media, then that could work really well. I have asked, in fact, actually, I won't name the person in case they decline to do it, but I have asked somebody in the, but in sort of Eastern Asia to help with this, if possible. We could do with, I think, some help in the other parts of the non-English speaking world. So I'm thinking South America. And I'm just trying to think. I don't know whether I've come across somebody in South America. I've got this sort of inkling in my brain that there's somebody lurking around who is in Brazil, but I'm not totally sure. We could do with people. Mainland Europe's a difficult one because there are so many different languages. You know, anybody in Europe who is willing to help, or anybody with language skills for countries in Europe, so any Germans or others, Germans or French or Polish people or anything living in the UK or the US or whatever, then Africa. I don't think I have a single person in Africa on Audioboo. So, if there is anybody there who has any ideas, who would want to help in a similar sort of way, that would be brilliant. So that's it for my reply for now. I'm delighted there's been so much interest in it so far, but let's keep it going. Let's try and push and get more interest and get some of these ideas on the table. What it should be, what are we trying to achieve, why are we trying to do it, what are we going to call it, how are we going to do it, who is going to do it. Let's get that all out on the table, and hopefully by close on Sunday, sorry, that's very businessy, isn't it, by the end of Sunday, we might have something that next weekend we can start putting into action.